the president was clearly targeting women voters during his Denver stop. He was introduced by Sandra Fluck. The Georgetown University law student made headlines this year after wading into the national debate over contraceptive coverage.
When I was publicly attacked for speaking out before members of a Congress, I became more aware than ever that this election will decide whether the rights that generations of women have fought for will be rolled back.
Mr. Obama used the moment to criticize Republican strategies on the issue.
When it comes to a woman's right to make her own health care choices, they want to take us back to the policies more suited to the 1950s than the 21st century. And Colorado, you've got to make sure it does not happen.
The president touted the Affordable Health Care Act, saying nearly 1 million Colorado women will have access to free preventive care. He also says insurance companies will now have to cover services such as breastfeeding support and contraception.
They'll no longer be able to deny you coverage based on a pre-existing condition like breast cancer or cervical cancer, or charge you more for care just because you're a woman. They can't do that anymore. Those days are over.
Both political parties acknowledge that women will play a critical role in the outcome of November's election. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced his own Women for Mitt coalition earlier in the day. During a campaign visit in Colorado last week, Romney gave the president a failing grade on his handling of the economy.
We haven't seen what we would hope to have seen because, in fact, we have fewer jobs that have been created. We have 23 million Americans today. They're out of work or underemployed, people who have pulled out of the workforce, 23 million.
Mr. Obama was expected to talk about health care and the economy while in Denver. That was just fine for Laura Lissett. She's an elementary school teacher living in Lakewood. The registered Democrat says she's pumped up for the election and with the president all the way.
I had a mother that died of breast cancer. I think if she had better health care, you know, things could have been turned out maybe differently.
For David Vaughn of Denver, health care is as much an economics issue as anything. He's a longtime Obama supporter and thinks the health care law shows the wide distinction between the two candidates.
It's health for all, really. I mean, that's the key, and it's moving our nation forward with health care for everyone as it should be. And, you know, we got the first step is there. We got to continue that and not let any rights be taken away from women or anyone.
And while the president spoke in front of a friendly audience, three recent polls continue to suggest a tight race in Colorado. According to a poll from Quinnipiac University, New York Times, and CBS, Republican Mitt Romney is leading Mr. Obama by 5 percentage points in the state. The president also visited Grand Junction Wednesday afternoon and will wrap up his time in Colorado with stops in Pueblo and Colorado Springs. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.